Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted word, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Temple Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah, creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And once again, the Creator has allowed us to come to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted word. Today, we will be discussing Psalms 133. And what do Psalm 133 teach us and let us know? And let us read that together, so that we can understand what's going on. In the book, how good, how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity? And this is a very emphatic statement that the Creator is making. It's almost like a question, but it's really just an exciting statement. Pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then it is described. It is like the precious ointment upon the beard that ran down upon, or the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. So the oil started at the top and it just flowed all the way down. It is as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And so Yahweh, who inspired all these writers in the Holy Scriptures, inspired them to let them know how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Hebrew word for good is tov. The Hebrew word for pleasant is Naim. And here the Almighty wants us to dwell in this. Yahweh wants us to dwell in unity. And what is unity? Well, unity really only mean one thing. And let me tell you what it means. It means when you are all together. There's no separation between you. You're all together. You're a whole piece. The word unity comes from the word unit, meaning that this is one unit. And this unit is operating in unity. Of course, this is not the nature of our people. Let me show you the nature of our people today. Not good at all. And we need to know this because surely we are in the last days. In the last days, you're going to be tested. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be proved to see whether you can walk with Yahweh or not. A lot of people, they will regulate themselves to wait until taken out of this land, as Yahweh has promised, into the wilderness, with the hopes that that's where they then can begin to learn, grow, develop, and then make their decision whether they're going to serve Yahweh or not. But I'm here to tell you, if you had not made no decisions by it, you'll be in great trouble. Because the Creator said, raise a child in the way it should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart thereof. And our people have been raised in America. And so if you're not willing and ready to change now, you're not going to be willing and ready to change in the future. But let me show you the state of the condition that our people are in today. And you'll read about it in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. For being tricked and shamed, bamboozled and lied to. Therefore, now, instead of being something that Yahweh loves, watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, 6th chapter, the 16th verse. These six things does Yahweh hate. This is what Yahweh hates. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. So you know that once we get to the seventh thing, it now is an abomination. And you're going to see what that seventh thing is. But watch the six things even before we get to the seventh thing, because Yahweh hates that also. It says a proud look. That's number one. And nobody has a more stout look than our people, the people of Israel. To the extent Yahweh told his prophets, don't even be afraid of their looks. Even though briars and thorns be with them. A lying tongue. A whole lot more than our people. Hands that shed innocent blood, and the blood that our people are shedding is against one another. And I'm going to show you how this thing is so ugly and so abominable, but they have hands that shed innocent blood. I just got a call from my mother telling me about a 7-year-old little girl being shot here in Cincinnati in one of the communities that's known for shooting people around here and in Mount Arbor. And it's terrible. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that are swift in running to mischief, always running to do something mischievous, always imagining wicked things, a false witness that speaks lies. And watch this seventh thing. And he that sows among brethren. And yes, we're talking about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And the seventh thing we read about that Yahweh hates, and not only hates, he called it an abomination, is one that sows discord among his brother. And let me tell you what that is and what that, how it looks. That's people who go around telling stories, other people, to separate them. Man, you know he said this about you, and he said this about your mama, And he said this about this and that. And next thing you know, you didn't even hear from the horse's mouth, but next thing you know, you offended, you mad, you down, you upset, all because of somebody who Yahweh said he hates, who Yahweh said is an abomination, and now you have fallen into their traps. And why would you fall into their traps? Unless you're weak. You're weak just like the one who was sold discord is. Weak and full of sin. This is an abomination to Yahweh. If somebody doing bad and talking bad, you just correct them. You don't have to succumb to this discord. What you're supposed to be doing is dwelling together in unity. You're supposed to be doing something good and pleasant. And the only ones that's not doing something good and pleasant, those who will succumb to discord. Here it is, Yahweh prophesied to our people. All the various nations on the earth, who they are, what they are, what they be doing, what they'll be doing today, the seed that they come from. No other book is made up like that. No book at all. But Yahweh's book tell you the ending from the beginning. And look what the Creator said about a people in the book of Genesis, the 16th chapter. And watch what this says. And tell me who this sound like. Genesis 16. And we talking about Psalms 133. How pleasant or how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And watch what this says. In Genesis, the 16th chapter. And I'm going to read the 12th verse. And watch what it says. And he will be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. What does that sound like? Well, if you didn't know no better, it sounds like Israel. We're talking about his hand against every man and every man against him. Because the number one killer of our people is our people. Shooting each other down by guns, selling drugs to one another, robbing, stealing from one another, enticing one another to go have abortions. Nobody killing us more than we killing ourselves. And that's not unity at all. What that is discord, disunity, foolishness, mayhem, and wickedness. And no, this is not talking about Israel at all. But it sounds like it is. If we just read the 11th verse, it let us know who it's talking about. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, behold, you are with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction, and he will be a wild man. So this is talking about the Ishmaelites. And here it is, the Ishmaelites, they look like they have a lot of unity among one another. But they always fighting. always fighting one another and always fighting other people, just like a wild man will do. Because when you're wild, that means you have no self-control. And right now, our people don't have self-control. And why? Because we lack unity. We lack unity. But what would it take to take hold and receive this good and pleasant thing? How do we get it? What is it? What do we have to do? Well, the scriptures tell us exactly what one must do in order for them to have unity. And it's not just one particular thing, but this is the very first thing. And the most important thing, well, I'd say the first thing. Because without this, no unity. And you have to see through the vision of Yahweh. You have to see through his lens. It's only his ways that will bring about unity. It's not going to be some slick reason we come up with. And I've been doing this over 30 years, so I know the little slick reasons why people say, in order for our unity, we got to have a business together, or we got to bond together, or we got to stay in a hotel together, or at a cabin together, and we got to... No, let me show you what the Creator told us to do to have true unity. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, let us turn there. And show you how profound this thing is. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is a very pleasant thing. It is a very good thing. But you got to know how to achieve it. And Yahweh let us know long time ago how to execute these things. Watch what it says in Zephaniah, the second chapter, the very first verse. Gather yourselves together. Do you know what the word unity means? It means together. It means all together. It means to come as one piece. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree brings forth, and the decree done brought forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, and before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you. In other words, Yahweh, you must gather yourselves together, no matter how undesirable you are to yourself, no matter how undesirable other people think you are, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. There is no unity without coming together. That's number one. That's uno. That's a card. You must come together. And this is something our people don't want to do. For some strange reason, they don't see any reason. They will quote this scripture, but they won't. Yeah, we got to get ourselves together. Yeah, we got to gather ourselves together. But they don't gather themselves together. Anytime something is called for us to come together, our people don't do it. Therefore, as a result of that, our people don't have unity. And let me show you one of the first gatherings Yahweh called for our people to have. And you'll read about it in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And how are you going to have unity and you won't do this? Watch what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And we're talking about how pleasant, how good, or rather how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And let me tell you, Yahweh provided the means in which we should do it. To the very first verse, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, concerning the feast of Yah, which you shall proclaim to be holy gatherings, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy gathering. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. In other words, the Creator wanted us to get together, gather ourselves together, come together in unity with Him every week. Every week. That's like having a family reunion every week. Most people have a family reunion once a year, or a lot of times once, 2 years, some every 5 years. People have class reunions every 10 years, every 5 years. How are you going to unify together and you're doing something every 10 years and every 5 years? If I don't see you for 10 years, we're not going to have nothing in common. But Yahweh wanted us to get together every week. Why? Unity. A holy gathering. A holy meeting. A holy calling. We got brothers talking about, you can't even keep the Sabbath day. What in the world do that mean, you can't keep the Sabbath day in captivity? That is madness. All the word Sabbath means is to rest, to cease, to stop working. You can't stop working on a Sabbath day. And then he said, when you stop working, come together. Gather yourselves together. And once you come together, then the unity begins because you're together. Now we can hear the same thing at the same time, reasoning with the same minds that's present. But how can you come together and deal with anything and you refuse to gather yourselves together? People who tell you that you can't come together on the Sabbath day, you can't keep the Sabbath day, you can't do the... In other words, what they're telling you is they don't want unity. And if they tell you that, Yahweh say this is an abomination, because an abomination is one that sows discord between His brethren. In other words, you telling your brethren that they can't get together. They can't gather themselves together on the Sabbath day. And you got to ask them, say, why, is that a sin? What kind of wisdom is it that we don't come together? And trust me, the people who are telling you not to come together don't get together. They work and do everything else, but they don't come together on the Sabbath day, and they don't come together, period, unless it's a bar. Yeah, they get together at the bar. They get together at the club. They get together football games and baseball games and basketball games, but they refuse to come together in Yah. And Yahweh gave us this and provided us this so that every week we can sow unity rather than sow discord. For he that sows discord amongst his brethren is an abomination. And it's a total abomination for one to tell you not to come together. Watch what this says. How beautiful Yahweh is. It said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. First, he told us to come together every week. In the book of Deuteronomy 16, watch what he says. And I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim in a place which he shall choose. And watch the places. Or watch the events. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh, your Elohim, which he has given you. And of course, we teach that these three holy places, or holy feasts that Yahweh told us to gather ourselves together in only can take place in the place where Yahweh chooses. And that's Jerusalem. And we're not in Jerusalem. We're nowhere near Jerusalem. But Yahweh still mandated, still commanded us to gather yourselves together. So what did we do? We called for our people to come together three times a year. And we've been calling our people together three times a year for 27 years. And why? Because Yahweh said, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. And Yahweh seemed good, and it was pleasant in his eyes to come together three times a year, and it was pleasant and good in our eyes. And this is what we begin to do. Many Israelites today, the only reason they know one another is because we began to tell people we must gather ourselves together as Yahweh mandated. And the more we gather ourselves together, the more we became united. Because the more we begin to discuss the word of Yahweh. And if we had done it consistently, although it was called consistently, everybody came consistently, then there would even be more unity. But great unity came as a result of these gatherings. and not total unity, because total unity must take place when you have total consistency. You got to see how pleasant and how good this thing is in the eyes of Yahweh. You have to look through his lens and through his vision. And if it's pleasant to Yahweh, if it's good to Yahweh, should not it be good to you? And we began getting together 3 times a year. Because how can you have unity and you're not willing to come together as Yahweh commanded our people to do? He said, gather yourselves together. That's what Yahweh said. And not only did he tell us to do it every week, but he told us to do it 3 times a year. Because we did it the spring, the summer, and winter. 3 times a year, like Yahweh said we should do in the law. And no, we didn't break the law by coming in those particular feasts that only can be done in Jerusalem, but we still fulfilled the word of Yahweh when he said, gather yourselves together. It would have been good if we got together 10 times instead of 3. But Yahweh told us every week, gather yourselves together. Have a holy convocation that a lot of people don't do, and they in cities where there's a gathering taking place, but they refuse to go to any of the gatherings, even though Yahweh told you to have a holy convocation, holy gathering. Can you have any unity? And you don't even go to the meeting, the gathering that promotes unity. Then you will talk and say, Israel, they ain't together. Israel don't come together. You're the main one. Because you refuse to gather yourselves together. And many of them talk about the gatherings that take a place, which Yahweh called that an abomination. For he said, he that sows discord among his brethren is an abomination. And the only unity is that you sow, that you should be sowing, and that is something pleasant and good. And what is that? Brethren, dwelling together in unity. And you can't do that without gathering yourselves together. And that's number one. You have to do that. And not only did Yahweh tell us 3 times in a year, not only did he tell us once a week, watch what else Yahweh tells us to do concerning coming together. In the book of Deuteronomy, since we're in Deuteronomy, watch what it says in Deuteronomy 31. I just want you to see the law as well as the testimonies of the law so you can see what it takes to have unity. And how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, this is what it says. The 9th verse. And Moshe wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to all the elders of Israel. Watch what it says. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in other words, in the 7 year, at the end, and if you want to know when the end of every 7 years is, it'll let you know. In the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, in other words, in the seventh month, Feast of Tabernacles is in the seventh month, the 15th day of the seventh month. What is Israel to do? Every 7 years, when all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh, your Elohim, in a place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before Israel in their hearing. And watch what it says. Gather the people together, men, women, children, and your strangers that is within your gates, that they may hear, that they may learn, and fear Yahweh, your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that your children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim, as long as you live in a land where you go over Jordan to possess it. In other words, Yahweh knew the way your children will learn how to fear him is they got to hear the law. And how are they going to hear the law? By gathering themselves together as Yahweh mandated. Don't we understand about this? Yahweh mandated this, that we gather ourselves together, that we come together. There is no unity without coming together. People say, why we ain't unified? Because we don't come together. That's why. Well, this person believe this, and this person believe. Yeah, they going to keep believing that until we come together. That's how you make the crooked thing straight. You come together. And now you got to say what you believe in front of other people. Now, what you believe can be searched out. It can be vetted. Now you got to prove it. People don't want to do that. So they would rather say, man, I don't believe that. That's why I don't go over that. That's why people don't come together, because they're scared to come together. They don't want to have this good and pleasant thing. But you can make me a liar and just come together. But I know you're not going to do that. This is too high. In Psalms 133, this is a song of degrees, which comes from the Hebrew word ma'ala, which means to be high, elevated, a higher place. The highest place that you can evolve to is unity. There is no higher place than becoming one, unified, all together. The only place you can go from that is down, not higher. There's no higher place than that. So if you want to get to this high place, you must gather yourselves together. We're supposed to come together once a week. We're supposed to come together 3 times a year. Yahweh even said you're supposed to get together every 7 years. And I may add that every 7 years don't take away nothing from the times of year, nor from the once a week. All these times we must come together. It's essential. And not only Yahweh wanted his people to come together, show you what Yahweh said in the book of Zechariah. Vision of gathering yourselves together is not one just for Israel. Watch what it says in Zechariah 14, so you can see this. Because there is no unity without coming together. It don't even make sense. You think you can have unity. People staying at home, how are you going to learn and know your brothers and sisters in an intimate way? And you might ask yourself, what intimate way do I want to know my brothers and sisters? Well, let me tell you the intimate way. It's called love. Did not the scripture say, love thy neighbor as you love yourself? In other words, how are you going to love somebody you never come together with, you never see, you never talk to face to face? Yahweh said he talked to Moses face to face as a man speaking unto his friend. We got to come together. We got to gather our. Watch what it says. And not because you said it and I said it. Many of our brothers, the time they want to get together is when times that they call that they just want to bond with some brothers and sisters. And listen, I'm not hating on that, because that's better than nothing. But I'm saying, if we follow the vision of Yahweh in his word, we got plenty of times to see each other, and we don't have to make up no times. Watch what it says, Zechariah 14, 16 verse. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And it shall be that whoever will not come up of all the families that are to Jerusalem to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt goes not up and comes not, that shall no rain. There shall be the plague with which Yahweh smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. And Yahweh already told you, he already let us know that the feast of tabernacles will be called the feast of 7 days. In other words, it won't be called the feast of booths in the future. It will just be called the feast of 7 days. And he wants all the nations to come up. Why? Because Yahweh wants unity. Yahweh promotes unity. So if you want to be a part of Yahweh's program, you must gather yourselves together. Not only every 7 years, not only 3 times a year, but Yahweh wants this done every week. Yahweh wants you to come together with your brethren. And why? Because how good, how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity? And there is no unity without coming together. We must come together. That's number one. That's essential. And watch this. Going back to the Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Because not only we come together for that, watch what this says. And let me read it in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. Not Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. It's saying the same thing. But in Nehemiah, it's a little bit more descriptive. And I want you to see it. In a manner that you can see this whole thing. Watch what the Creator says. In Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, the very first verse. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man. And when are we going to do that? When will we gather ourselves together as one man? Unity, oneness, togetherness. Watch with us, that was before the water gate. And they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moshe, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. And what happened on this first day of the seventh month? Well, it's going to tell you. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and women and those that could understand. And